That today we are dedicating this day to our women in South Sudan. And even if you're listening online, if you're in East Africa, if you're in Khartoum, in Cairo, Egypt, you're in Australia, Canada, for our listeners who always follow us online, we just want to say happy International Women's Day to you all. And today particularly we're going to talk about women in sports. Remember, Gabriel, the whole week we have Miraya gave it to the women. We have been having women talking about their experience, their impact on communities, women on sector of education, health, even politics. But today particularly we're going to see women in sports field, and we will listen much more from our guests that shortly they will be here in studio with us. To you all, dear listeners, and we would like to play some lovely and nice songs to you, dear listeners, and dear mamas and our sisters, mothers, wherever you are. We're going to play to you guys some of songs before having our guest here. After this song, our guests will be in the studio, and of course we'll have our topic of the day. But first, let's go and have this song. We do understand we have so many female sports fans, supporters out there also listening to the program. So today we are particularly going to talk about sport, women in sports. So now Mama Rebecca and Bilal KG, being women in field of sports, we would like to you to tell us briefly about you and the kind of work you do in South Sudan as sports personalities. And we start with Honorable Mama Rebecca.
Thank you very much, Samuel. And once more, I say congratulations to all of us, and especially the sports family, as we are part of the International Women's Day. I hold the position of the chair of women, gender diversity, women in sports in South Sudan National Olympic Committee, and at the same time hold the chair of Special Olympics South Sudan. And I'm also a former sports player active in the field. But now where I am, I'm also managing and administering, and therefore I'm so happy with what I'm doing as an extracurricular work of other so many other things that I'm doing. So I'm so happy with all this.
Particularly you have been playing volleyball.
Yes, I've been a volleyball player and a captain of volleyball for a long time. Participated in small sports within Malakal, and went to the Unity Days within the southern region, always leading as a captain the team of Malakal and Upper Nile. And then I reached the captain of the White Nile, Kosti Secondary School girls in sports, and we played in Al Jazeera. We got the third medal on the level of Sudan.
Great.
And I reached the national team. So Captain Rebecca.
That's great. So KG is very that's great for you, KG, to sit beside a legend of volleyball. And you, KG, are a volleyball player, and same time you a teacher by professional. Tell us something about it. How is it?
Girls in volleyball, or let me say ladies playing volleyball, yeah, I'm seeing that kind of inequalities sometimes. Yeah, somehow, as she has mentioned some of them and she has picked it out. So you find that there are other people, when they see a lady putting on these sport attires, the shorts and the boots, going for a match, they'll be like, now look at that one, she has already spoiled. How can you dress like that when you start moving? You need to have that respect. Ladies are not supposed to put on the shorts like this. They consider ladies like only wife materials. Instead of going for the game, you have to remain home and you cook. If you're still a young girl, you have to learn how to do women's work, like cooking, washing and all this. So now, why are you going to play the game? Why? For what purpose? Then you're considered to be someone who has already what? Spoiled. That's why you're doing that. Yet in reality it's not like that. Because sport is fun, and sport is competitive. So it is not meant for men alone, but it's for everybody. Tamam. Yeah, I can remember that the involvement of women in sports started in 19th centuries. So from that time up to now, women, they are involved in sport and they're still doing sport. And for us in South Sudan, yes, although they're speaking all those on us that we are not good, we are spoiled, we're like that, I appreciate our ladies because they don't give up. They hear it from here and it goes the other side. Yes. They don't care. Yes. So because they know why they are going for that. People, uh-huh, they have different passion. So our passion is to play volleyball. And the reason why we are playing volleyball sports, because it can help you. Like, it will... Okay, let me talk of school ladies. Eh? Like, if you're doing sport... You find that ladies doing sport have they have less rate of pregnancy, because after coming from school you find that the other hours they spend it where in the pitch, either watching or playing. Mm-hmm. And that one will avoid them like to get associated with bad friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll be there in the pitch, and when time comes, they go back home, they sleep. In the morning, they go back to school. So that life is so good. Like, sport prevents ladies from different bad deeds. So I don't see that sport is something which is very bad. In fact, it is so good to us ladies because of the impact that we are really gaining.
Okay, great. Okay, yes. Now let us shift to another person, our own colleague in Radio Miraya, Martina Brooks, and start by saying happy International Day to you, Martina. And she's a sport lady. She has been working with the Federation back home in Liberia. And we will also want to listen to kind of experience, Liberian experience, whether there's equal opportunities between men and women in that part of Africa. So, Martina, happy International Women's Day to you. It's great to hear your voice today.
Thanks for hijacking me.
Tell us about your experience being
experience. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about the difference between you know the situation now in South Sudan. Tell us the difference between South Sudan and Liberia.
Yes.
In terms of the sport for women.
I think maybe we have similar stories. Women in sports the world over, especially in Africa, cannot be compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So South Sudan being in Africa, Liberia is also in Africa, they have similar stories. When it comes to sports, I think women, they are almost at a disadvantage, and we suffer the same issues, we go through the same challenges. Like she talked about women in volleyball, some of the issues they are faced with, Mama Rebecca, online, most of the things that we go through, these are similar things that we go through, even being a sports journalist.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that sports is only for men. Because I remember, even as a sports journalist, my male colleagues would refer to me as someone who wants to act like a boy, because I wanted to write about different sports. I was at a different stadium with them, and they thought I wanted to act like a boy. So it's the same thing, like she's saying, you wear your shorts, you're going to play volleyball, and you see your colleagues, they're telling you, oh, you are acting like a boy, you should not be wearing shorts. And there is no law somewhere that says that it's only men that should play soccer, it's only men that should play volleyball, only men that should administer sports. So we go through similar issues.
Mm-hmm.
And even back then, when I was working with the radio station, the kind of opportunities my male colleagues had, I never had that, but I kept pushing. Most times when there is a trip, the New York journalist to travel with the national team or to go for any training, they always send my male colleagues, but I kept pushing. And, they realized that I wasn't somebody who was ready to give up. And then I started traveling with the national team, started traveling with the champion teams, and I even went for training. Even when I came to South Sudan, there was a FIFA training that Liberia needed to send a female and a male, and I was rating, you know, my country recommended me, and I went for that. So I want to encourage women in sports in South Sudan. Forget about what the men are saying. Your place is not the kitchen.
Yes.
Who told you that every weekend Samuel Pawan have to, you know, sit here and present his voice, or Kibra has to sit, or Rabba Ohi has to sit, or female can do that, and we can even do better than them. So forget about what they will tell you. You shouldn't wear shorts, you should be in the kitchen, or you shouldn't be on the football field, you should not be running as men. Whatever they can do, just know that we can do better.
Yes,
great. Now Nesra, yeah, I wanted to come in and say something about, you had the Martina's experience and what you have been doing, and the encouragement for you ladies in South Sudan. How do you think about it? First of all, the equal opportunities. Now, you are the first team manager for the national team. That's, I think some men now might be thinking of us. Now it's a women. Why should
and
be
I think,
the manager?
Yeah, South Sudan, there is one thing you are ahead of us, because back home, the women team's manager is a man.
Amen.
And here you have a woman.
She's the first woman.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, tell us Nesra about that.
Okay, thank you very much. Basically, concerning women's sports, almost the challenges cut across. Mm. But when you come directly to football, women football, there's a lot. It's more of a societal criticism. When they see you kicking a ball as a lady, they say this one is just a misfit. They call you a tomboy. That is the slogan they use, tomboy. Yeah. I don't know how they understand it. But the thing is not about all these names. We as women or girls, we shouldn't get bothered about all what sorts of things they call us, but we should focus on the real game. As I can speak now, having taken the national team for the second time to international games, we were able to beat Zanzibar for the first time 5-0, mm-hmm. of which our national team for men has never done it. And if you can see the women also clearing fellow international teams, then why should we now put them behind the bars and say you're not supposed to play football? Mm-hmm. So it's in fact a fallback for South Sudan as a country. If our senior men team is beaten and the women team beats another team, we will say, after all, our women team has also beaten the other team. Mm-hmm. So we really have to promote the women's sports, because without women, men cannot succeed alone. Even them playing their sports, wherever they are, there are women behind them who are supporting them. There are women washing their jerseys at home. Mm. So if you say it's only us, this is only our sport, and these women have the talent and they have the passion for that game, it's like locking them in a room and keeping them there, rotting with their skills. So we really have to give them an opportunity. And for South Sudan, especially in football, we have really great talent. There are a lot of talent in the country. So if these girls are given much attention and support, we'll even at one point in time, maybe take the World Cup for women. So let's really support the women's sports.
Regarding the talent of the women, how we can bring them up? What the way to bring them up?
The way forward is to right now motivate the ones we have on board. These girls we have on board are they will give the next, let me say, they will attract more girls to come. Because if these ones we have already are not well motivated or well supported, and they scatter and go back to the communities, the parents of these other girls who are coming up will say, why do you waste your time? We had the previous girls who were in the national team, and they are now, look at them now, they are just loitering around in the villages. Just exploit the ones we have and make them the best team, then we will also be able to motivate the rest who are coming up.
And just to add, I think it should be the responsibility of, you know, everyone, especially the administrators and you guys as sports journalists. Because how many times do you promote that when the female team won maybe 5-0, which the male team had not done? That could have been a talking point for any sports, you know, program throughout the week. That should have made the headlines maybe 2 or 3 times throughout the week with those who are in the print media. Mm-hmm. And then the federation too, they have a major role to play. Like back home, when the senior men's team, when they are playing, they get to, you know, they put them in the best hotels. But when the women team, when the women team is playing, and even at the senior level, they get to put them in a backyard hotel.
So, discrimination.
So you see, that's where the issue comes in. And then when the women teams do well, the sports journalists do not talk about that. I remember when we won, like, that was because we fought war, and after the war, we really didn't do well in sports. And in 2016 or so, we did well away from home. That was the first time in many years. And I remember that week, in fact, the national team, they were welcomed from the airport with buses, and it was almost like a public holiday, and people talk about that. But the female team, whenever they do that, nobody talk about it. Maybe you talk about it one time because you have to give the news. Okay. So it has to be the responsibility of everyone, beginning with you.
Maybe the women team is new.
It's not Nasra. About being new. Football is not new, right? Yeah. In South Sudan, football is not new. No. Because when I read about women's sports the other day, especially in soccer, even the parents, they have a role to play. You cannot stop your daughter from going to play if that is her passion, if that's what she wants to do. You should give her the support.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And that's the role of the media, I think, you are raising now, which is very, very important because, I really want to thank Miraya for, I think, last time I was hosted here as... Yeah. The Special Olympics, and now this time, but I still want to encourage even the other media houses. Mm. It shouldn't be only when there is an international women's day, then they look for Rebecca.
No, for this one, still
but for them, Mariah has done very well, and Samuel and Gabriel have really been doing very well. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just talking about the other media houses. Let them put us on the front page. I think this is a big thing now, what's happening here on the International Women's Day, the National Olympic. We had Margaret last time, who went to Brazil, you know, for the first time.
For the Olympics.
Exactly, and we're preparing for the Olympics. So this message should go to the other media houses that they should not wait. I remember when the journalists were celebrating the radio day. Mm-hmm. By the way, I consider myself the mother of the radio in South Sudan. And I'm nowhere. Nobody even remembers that I exist. But all we are saying is that media helps us to amplify things and is part of promoting and part of... you know, making the nation educated about what's happening so that the support and motivation Nasra is talking about could come in and our people will all join in.
Great. Yes, as we go on with the program here, we have some few questions here. Then we open our lines to the listeners to contribute if they have any questions. Yeah, we will open our lines shortly. Now, another question going to all of you here, our guests. As a woman who is involved in sports, you may have come across several obstacles. What barriers have you faced as a woman in becoming successful in your field? How do you overcome them if there's some obstacles, some issues, challenges come across your way? So as a woman, how do you overcome them? We start always with Mama Rebecca, Mama in the house.
Next time we'll start with my daughters also because it is their time also.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of us had talked a lot. But what I'm saying is that we need to really work very hard. You know, you never get results unless you work hard. And part of working hard, one, I want a good environment for our girls as well as our boys, but for girls because they face a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And by environment I mean what? We need a playgrounds, good playgrounds. Even for us in volleyball, I really feel embarrassed. I was talking with my daughter Delight when we were waiting that we need our volleyball court, the one near the basketball, for the face of that playground to be lifted a little bit and it should look like the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we are really outside there in the open. It's not that very healthy for my young girls when they are playing. It's off the road, you know. That environment is very important. We also need to highlight for motivation. As she said earlier, media need to highlight that. Not only that, but we need to talk about it. We continue to talk. And, you know, people get to learn when you repeat and when you say things. And then also the role model should be there. Why do some of us continue until today? People don't know how old I am and since I started my sports day. But still, I meet some people and they tell me, you still look the same like we saw you how many years ago. I keep myself fit and I defy the challenges and I go on and I'm in my sports attire and I don't care what people people say about me. We need to create that environment for our girls. Nobody should be, you know, negative about them. We also need to entrench that into the education system. And this brings in the collaboration of the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Ministry of Education in particular, because some of us started in schools. That is how we grew with the sports in our hearts. If we don't start very early in education, then now we pick from the middle, and that passion is not there, the guidance is not there. The playgrounds within schools must be there, and in our towns and our cities, and we go down to the communities for people to be part of it. All of us know about La Rupe in Kenya. La Rupe, with her village, she's an athlete, an icon. But in her village, you know, because the environment was created for sports, everybody will be running in the morning. And today, her area in Turkana is very developed because of sports. For us in the South Sudan National Olympic Committee, we also need to work harder, especially in the Commission for Diversity, Gender Diversity, and Women in Sports, so that we rally more and we work together and unleash the potential that we have. One thing South Sudanese must know is that we have the potential. It is hidden. It is a treasure with us. But because of these small little challenges that come about, we lose. The girl child, and I want to repeat it, girl child must be protected against any vultures and against any predators who will disturb them, and that will not allow them to continue. So there's a lot that needs to be done, and it needs a collaborative effort of all of us, the government ministries, the issue of funding, the training, the coaches, and all this. So put together, we'll be able to unleash the potential that we have in us.
All right, great. And okay, moving to KG, Delight.
Okay. As a player, really, although we do face a lot of challenges, problems, and people can be like ridiculing us, we still want to play and we can't give up like in sports. We shall continue with the sport. And the other thing that we really lacking is, as Mama has stated, that we need a good field, and also balls should be provided, and also we need motivation. You guys have talked about it before. Yeah, it's really something that is so important to us ladies playing, or ladies in sports, because sometimes you feel out mood because of people's talk. You feel like not playing, or I mean not involving in sports anymore. But if there is someone that can really counsel you, tell you that, my dear, don't stop, don't give up, continue, you'll have that feeling that, yeah, I'm not doing something that is so wrong. So you find yourself proceeding with the game. Actually, me, I really thank my mom so much, because she's always with me. Sometimes my dad will be like, don't go, stay home, you do always come late, so you're not going again to play. But my mom would be like, no, it's not fair, you have to leave her. And she can encourage me, like, I have to play. Since I like volleyball, I have to continue with it. And up to now, I'm still playing volleyball. So we need encouragements, we need support, so that volleyball for women in South Sudan might go higher.
All right, thank you very much, Delight KG. And now, Nesra. What's your contribution, Dan?
Okay. Yeah, I think there are so many challenges that we face, or I faced as a footballer previously, and now as a team manager. One being, of course, the issue of playgrounds, which is a general problem in South Sudan. But the federation is trying its best to at least renovate some and create some playing grounds. Then for the footballers themselves, of course, We lack the jerseys, the boots, because looking at the bare ground, it's very hard to play with on a bare foot. So we know very well that as a federation, there is really limited resources to be able to address all these challenges. But sometimes it's also good to be an actor than a speaker. Mm-hmm. Like me as an individual, having joined the federation and also assessed the environment and seeing that, yeah, they are really interested in promoting the women football, but they're only constrained with lack of resources. So me, I went an extra mile to try and mobilize judges and somehow bowl sometimes for these female teams or for the players. And because I know, however much the game is still starting up in the country, we will not have all those resources we need to keep to push up immediately. So it's upon us also sometimes as the players to look for some of these basic items we need for ourselves as the federation also comes in to support us. So as we also seek for public support or the support of our government and the federation, we also really have to also take other alternative means of seeing whether we're able to also mobilize resources for ourselves as players.
Mm-hmm. Great. And now coming to Martina, before we open our lines and of course start reading some of the SMS that we received here.
Well, starting off as a young sports journalist, I think it was nearly 15 years ago, it was difficult. The first thing is I was working with a male colleague on a sports program who initially did not want to give me the kind of support mm-hmm. I needed to, you know, grow, because I had just completed my internship and they had a sports program introduced and, you know, they told him she has to work with you. And I really did not get the kind of support I needed, but like, my life's motto is go for what you want and leave no room for disappointment. I kept going for what I wanted, and you know, he had no, you know, other alternative but to give me the kind of support I needed. And throughout my career, he has been someone who has been really supportive, as well as my colleagues back then, and then the boys with the Sports Writer Association. Initially, they didn't want to welcome me on board because it was just, you know, an all-men field, and having a woman who wants to live in a men's world was kind of difficult. But as time went by, they gave me the kind of support I needed. Even up to the time I went, they were really supportive. They encouraged me. Some of them would call me, we listened to your program, you said this, you shouldn't have said it this way, this is the best way to improve it. And I grew, you know, and one thing I realized was after I tried to go through the challenges and I became who I was before leaving Liberia, then everybody wanted to come now on my sports program. There, you know, you have the Minister of Sports, the head of the Football Federation, Olympic. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to go to, you know, the other stations where they had male presenters. So I had that advantage because I kept pushing. So somebody listening would be like me, you are unwanted where you are as a woman in sports. Do not give up. Keep pushing. Someday your day will come.
Great. Yes, and that brings us to only 13 minutes past the hour, 4 p.m. We're already in the second hour. Now we'll be opening our lines and we'll be reading all the SMS that we have received them here. So in case you have any question, dear listeners, it's time for you now to talk to our guest who are in the studio here. Remember, today we are commemorating the International Women's Day, and we have here in the studio, we have Mama Rebecca Joshua, and she is the chair lady of the Special Olympic within the National Olympic Committee of South Sudan. And also we have Delight KG. She is a volleyball player and a teacher as well, and a coach, and she plays for Lion Volleyball Club in Juba. And we have Nasra. She is South Sudan National Women Football Team Manager. And also we have our own colleague Martina Brooks. She is our producer, and of course that's something also you can see here. She's handling us here, and that's why we are good today. We have been under good hands of the women. Okay, so congratulations and happy International Women's Day once again to you. All our lines line remain the same, is 0912-062950 and 0912-062079. The MTN lines are 0921-902950 and 0921-902079. The SMS line, for some of you having network problems wherever you are, you can drive drop us SMS on 0929693205. That's how you can reach us in studio. Let's see who's our first caller this afternoon. Hello, Radio Mirai. Hello, good evening, Radio Mirai. Oh yes, good evening. Tamam, marhabek, Manu George.
Salam, Gabriel, Kaman, salam, Amadna, Kaji, Matani, salam, Kati, Arabin, Manalom, and Kerum, Shaja, Afanadna, well, the Madaris, the Universal, Manada, Banana, Pogo, Bulgaria, will Gondo in a command, Taman, and Shallah, in the Jizim, Taman, and Homie, in Doxabum.
البنات قالوا كمان في مشكلة أولاد قادرين يشغلوا البنات لما الواحد يكون ما يلعب كورة يقول له شوف لابس كيف شوف عامل كيف أنتوا بتقولوا شو الكلام ده هل الكلام ده يعني إحنا ما دارين نقول ما في هو في بيحصل لكن أنت كزول رياضي ومتابع للرياضة في واو أنت بتقول شنو في الكلام ده هل لو في ناس قدامك قاعدين يقولوا للبنات المشي لعب الكورة كلام زي ده أنت بتقول لهم شنو
نشكر كلكم سلمان دل طبعا دل أم الرياضة وواو هنا كمان يعني نشكر شديد قاعد بشيء بنات وما تركتش التعبير لماذا يعني كده أنتم معمادنا كده ناس يدير كده قربهم جمع معمادنا هناك ونحن يعني كنتم سلمان ده قال لي واحد البنات كثير يعني قال لي كل ودي هذا الرياضة للسيدات هو هنا سلام له شديد
شكرا
كل أمانة هو
شكرا شكرا كثير منو جورج من مدينة واو
ألو
كابتن سامويل باوان
يس هاو يو سير ويلكم اون بورد
يا مريال يو ال فروم رومبيك
يو ويلكم مريال هاو از رومبيك توداي
We are doing fine, Captain Samuel Pawan. We are enjoying the week through in studio.
You are welcome. So, what's your question to our mamas and sisters here in the studio?
Yes, my sisters, I have a question. These all 3 years ago, I did not see the woman football participating in Rumbe going to competing in Juba. This is what I want to ask my guest in the studio, that have they organized all the states say that they have a girl football team in every state? Second question again, that volleyball has turned down. I don't know whether this year we will be having a volleyball team that competing in national team.
Okay. Maria, let me ask you one question. Today we are commemorating the International Women's Day. So we have Mama Rebecca, we have Delight KG, we have Nesra, and we have Martina. And we are talking about their roles, their impact on the community, on the society. So do you see, like in Rumbek, there are women coaching teams, women being, in administration of local FAs, different sports disciplines in Rumbek. So that's what actually we are talking about here, the role of the women. Are they equally with the men? Okay, sorry, I think we just lost him there. Maybe he can call again. If you have an SMS here, Gabriel, we can go through them.
Hello, Captain Pawan and Gabriel Daniel. This is me, Peter Gatwat, from Bantu PAOC. My may God bless women of South Sudan for the capabilities that they have through the football, and let the girl of the South Sudan avoid early marriage and in the country. Just promote the sport, because the sport is the part of the peace that can give unity among the people and bring the development to the country. This is Gatwak from POS. Shukran jazeera.
Shukran kathir le Gatwak. We listen to the mutaslim fi khat marhab Radio Miraya.
Hello, Captain Samuel Pawan.
Yes, welcome, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tehadile kul diyu ko. المستمعين الرياضيين في كل مكان.
مرحبا بك، أي مشاركة بتاعك؟
نعم، مع دين مين من أفاد في أويل.
أهلا بك دين.
Yeah, so I'm really very happy because you have today connected the women in the studio. And my first word, I would like to tell them that happy women today, wherever you are. And also to the guests in the studio, because today it has marked the time where whereby we should have to know the rights, and not only today, we should have to proceed to engage them in any kind of the issues, whether logistic issues or governmental issues or sporting issues like what we are discussing today. So we should have to encourage. And my also word, I don't have any question, but I have a comment for the women who use to abandon the girls not to go to the football or sport. So this thing is not good. The world has changed, and it has come the world whereby you don't defend only in one side. So if a lady or any child have a decision of playing football, I would like to say that don't tell him not to go in that place, because it is his ambition. He has ambition to do that. So we should have to encourage them so that they proceed. And my question to Captain Rebecca, he's a national Olympics manager. I want to ask, when are they going to play next match, or which tournament? Where have they been engaged? Thank you very much, Captain.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much for calling and for your contribution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, moving to the side of my guest there, any reaction, any contribution or answer to what we heard from the listeners?
I think we're going to start with Rebecca.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let me pick first Galois from POC, who talked about avoid early marriage and also sports and peace. I really want to congratulate Galois for that and say much of what we are trying to encourage at the moment is for our girls not to be pushed very quickly for early marriages, not only for sports but even for their own health and for their own growth. Let them enjoy their childhood and let them grow healthy and developed and mature, and then after that they can get married. We can catch up getting married. Some of us were told when we were sports girls that we will never get children. Today my son is a footballer and you know, people are just defeated, you know. So all these stories that you will never be married, you will never deliver, is just a myth. We want to tell them that this is all defeated. Then we want to work hard to make sure that our girls are given their chance to grow, and let them go into sports because it will keep them healthy. When the issue of sports also, which Galois mentioned, I mean sports and peace, this is very important. We are talking now about implementation of peace in our country, and sports can never be left out, not only because of now, but anywhere. And Delight KG talked about it earlier. The coordination when we are in the playground, in the pitch, when we are passing a ball from one person to the other, when one team is defeated and the other one is not, we all say hard luck to the other one and congratulations to the other one, and we embrace. As sports people, we are peacemakers, and we continue to convey that to our people, and let us create that environment of peace, forgiveness, and loving one another. And that is the Holy Spirit of sports. You are defeated fi ghalib maghlub in Arabic, and this is what we would want to encourage. There is a particular question about which tournament have the Olympics played. I want to tell our caller that this is 2020, and 2020 is already the year for Olympics.
Games.
Olympic Games in Japan.
August.
Yes, and everybody is warming up for that. And we have fully prepared ourselves to the extent that we even have now 5 players that are in Japan.
They're camping there.
Yes, they're camping there. Thanks to the Japanese government and the ambassador and the people, because they have taken our children from here, three boys, one girl, and one coach, and they are training there in Japan. This is an effort that the National Olympic Committee has made, so that we prepare ourselves to be part of the games in Japan. We hope it will take place. Apart from what we are doing on the ground, we have different commissions. We have the commission for anti-doping, we have the commission for health, and this is one commission I'm chairing, the commission for gender, diversity and women in sports. That is why I'm here. So the Olympic is a big umbrella, and all of us within the federations and different sports family, we are all all together in promoting sports in our country. So it's not the individual Olympic committee that organizes the game, but we coordinate for the sports federation and families, and we link them with the international body so that South Sudan is part of it. And no wonder, we just joined the International Olympic in 2016, and now we are very famous outside there, to the extent that when we went to Argentina in 2018, Thomas Bach, who is our chief in the International Olympic Committee, told me direct and said, Rebecca, you are the Minister of Roads and Bridges, but I also want you to build peace, bridges of peace through sports. And that's a message I'm very proud. Yeah. I'm very proud of it today. So this is what we are doing, and I will continue to do that. Thank you.
Okay, we have some other line. Let's pick one caller and go back there. Hello, Redem Raya. Hello, good afternoon, Redem Raya. Yes. Yes, welcome, sir. Your name and from where you are calling? Yes.
Yeah. Happy Woman Day to every woman on this planet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. My question is, you know, there is one thing which we call in Arabic, that women always do in areas where they are gathered, and they are now become a team. We would like to know whether they managed to stop that or their team. That is what we call in Arabic, kamarat.
Mm-hmm.
So that issue there.
Okay.
Stop there, stop it. Oh, it's team.
All right. Okay, thank you. Noted. We'll talk about it. Hello, Redem Raya.
Yes. Yes, hello, Captain.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. You're welcome, please. Your name and from where you're calling?
Yeah, I'm Peter Katkotran from Bentiu COC.
Yes, Peter.
How are you there?
We are good. Thank you for calling.
All right. So, just remind you about the message that you have read. This is not the Galwang, it's Peter Katkotran that I read that message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry.
Great. Okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, all right, thank you. Gabriel, we have more SMS coming in. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
ماذا كيج بول من ملكال
أكيج مرحبا بك ملكال كيف
ملكال تمام الحمد لله نحمد ربنا ونشكره
مرحبا بك
كابتن جابريال يوسف شيدار
سامويل باوان
كل الناس الموجود كابتن ايو كاف توكي سوري بحيي كل موجودين حولك هناك برنامجكم برنامج شيق جدا وكويس ده من برنامج هذا اللي ممكن الشعب بتاعنا يستفيد منه فبصراحة دير نقول بالنسبة ليوم العالم للمرأة بكرة يعني بصراحة نحن في جنوب السودان حين كلنا بصراحة دايرين ندعم مجتمعنا النسائي في جنوب السودان هنا لا نحن الوحيدة اللي كانت أثرت في كل المجال الموجود في جنوب السودان لا نحن ما لقى تعليم ما لقى حريات ما لقى كل الحاجة اللي ممكن تقدر تستمتع بها لأن المجتمع بتاعنا ما بيسمح كانوا كداك للبنات إنه يمارس أي نشاط اجتماعي أو ثقافي لأنه وفقا لعاداته والتقاليد بتاعنا فالآن جاء وقت عشان نتواكب مع العالم فدايرين نحن كلنا ندعم بنات بتاعنا ندعم النساء بتاعنا ندعم كل جنس المرأة إنه يمشي قدام عشان البلد ده ما حق راجل براو لأن البلد بدون مرأة ما بيتقدم فأنا بسأل هل الناس بتاعنا قدروا يعملوا الشيء عشان هم يدعموا النساء ويدعموا البنات عشان البنات دي يقدروا يقوموا فوق يمشوا من حاز البرنامج لأن في ناس موهوبين لكن ما في دعم الممكن يدعمون بهم فناس زي ده ممكن يعملوا لهم برنامج زي شنو
أوكي
حتى وانت في الموقع بتاعك كلمة الدعم دي احنا عايزينها تكون كلمة إيجابية وليست كلمة بتاع التمييز. زي جميل قالوا يعني الكلام الضد اللي بيتقال ضد اللاعبات انه يا اخي ده الماشي نعمله وده الماشي نعمله. احنا في كل زول في محل بتاعه لو قال كلمة كويسة للاعبات ده دعمي برضه, ده ممكن يساعد تطوير بتاع الرياضة بتاعت السيدات في جنوب السودان. شكرا.
نعم, لو في اي تعقيب لكلام بتاع المتصل من ملكال او الزول القبلي, وطبعا اليوم بتاع يوم العالم للمرأة ده بيجيب بضم حاجات كتير, وهنا في الايامات الفاتت اتكلمنا عن حاجات كتيرة من ضمنه في كلام نسوان كان يمكن ناس كان يتكلموا موضوع عن يعني التجمع بتاعة النساء, التجمع بتاعة الأمهات لما الناس تتجمع في مناسبات شنو دائما الناس بيتكلموا عنه كتير. ففي متصل قبل شوية بيسأل الموضوع بتاع الشمرات بيقول انه كان ناس عسى بنات نسوان في يعني في طريق انه ناس بيتكلموا معه مثلا لو في مناسبة أو تجمع يخلوا موضوع بتاع الشمرات ده ممكن بيعملوا كيف عشان يكلمهم ده برضه يمكن لو في زول عنده مداخلة فيه من ضيوفنا تفضلوا.
أنا كنت دايرة بتي نصرة تتكلم عن الويمن فوتبول في رومبيك وبرضه ندي فرصة لك يجي, لكن خلنا نمشي الكلام الشمارة ده حلو لي أنا أنا عاوز أقول المتصل بتاعنا كلام شمارة ده كلام الناس بتخترع حاجة, ولما تخترع حاجة انت بتنشره ولو الناس قبضوه بيبقى زي كلام عام. ده برضو قريب لقصدونه مثلا النسوان ما بقدروا يعملوا كده, مش كده يقوم اي زول يقول النسوان ديل ضعاف, لكن لما نجي بالحقيقة المرأة بتشيل الجنف وبطنه وترفع موية وتبني البيت وتحلب الأبقار وتمشي تلعب كرة وتعمل الحاجات, فانت بتقول كلام ده صح ولا لا؟ الشمارات ده كلام مخلوق ساكت ما عنده أي معنى. محل القهوة النسوان لما يقعد في محل القهوة ما 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 بيعملوا شمارات, ممكن يتكلموا عن طعم القهوة في شنو جديد في السوق, العيال مشوا المدرسة في جزمة اسمها باتا جديدة في فانيلا, ده كلام نسوان في محلهم في الجو بتاعهم. نفس الشيء الرجال بيقعدوا كمان تحت الشجرة في تقرأوا بتاعهم وفي محل تقرأوا ده قاعدين يتكلموا كلام, لكن النسوان ما بقولوا لهم شمارات برضو. لو أصلا اسمه شمارات كان في شمارات تحت شجرة هنا محل تقروا محل الكشتينة, لكن احنا عاوزين نقول انه خلينا نكون بوزيتيف. النسوان عندهم جوهم والرجال عندهم جوهم والشباب عندهم جوهم, فنحن ما نشيل كلمة شمارات بنيجاتيف يعني حاجة سلبية بمعنى أصلا لازم يكون قطيعة في الزول ولازم يكون كلام كعب. ده اسمه ركن ناس بيقعدوا فوقه بيتكلموا في كلام البهمهم. فأنا دير أشجع المتصل إنه الموضوع ده حتى إن إحنا ناس ربيكة ده صاحب شغل بتاع الحكومة وشغل بتاع العيال والرياضة, هل عندنا زمن للكلام الفاضي؟ ما في.
ما قطع لي كلام سعادتك. نعم. في جوبة في حاجة اسمها رابط, أنا شفت الحاجة دي في نعم. في كتير من البيوت. أيوة. بيختلف حتى عن التجمع بتاع النساء في السودان. في جوبة هنا عندنا حاجة أنا يعني بتمنى يوم من الأيام المسألة بتاعت الرابطة دي يتم تطويرها, لأنه الشيء اللي بيحصل في الرابطة ده حاجة اجتماعية إنسانية أكثر من أي شيء. يعني تلقى نسوان بيناقشوا فيه مشاكلهم وحاجاتهم. نعم. ويتبرعوا وبيدعموا بعضهم من خلال مسألة دي صندوق ده
صندوق.
فالرابطة ده أنا أفتكر دي حاجة كبيرة جدا جدا عندنا في المجتمع بتاعنا في نعم. جنوب السودان.
أيوة كلامك جميل جدا. والرابطة دي بالمناسبة النسوان بيعملوا فيها تبرعات والصندوق بتوعهم. الصندوق ده هو اللي بيبنوا البيت وبيملوا به وبيدفعوا
مدارس.
فعشان كده أنا دايرة إنه نحن نفهم إنه التجمع بتاع كل مجموعة بيقعدوا في ركن بتوعهم عندهم حاجة كويسة.
نعم.
بيعملوها لنفسهم وللمجتمع. نعم. فعشان كده نحن ما قادرين نفسر انه اي مجموعة قاعدة في ركن هي بتقول كلام كعب او بتقطع في الناس التانين. فدير اشجع المتصل بتاعنا انه شمارات ده بقت كلمة عامة ناس بضحكوا فيها, لكن ده ما صفة بتاعت النسوان ولا صفة بتاعت الرجال. ولو في اي ناس بيعملوا حاجة زي دي غلط نحن نصلحهم لانه هم جزء من المجتمع ولازم
صلحوا. Yes. ماتينا ماما ربيكا was answering making an answering a question from one of the listeners in Upper Nile in Malakal. He asked about apart from women sports activities and all the stuff, sometimes you find women they gather themselves together and start talking and generating gossip, stories. Yeah. Like some of them are not true stories. They just generate. Yeah. So
gossips.
So the caller from Malakala is asking what can be done to stop. Yeah, from Juba. Yeah.
No,
what can be done to stop that?
I think ish.
Mama Rebecca, I've already made it very clear in Arabic.
Each of us, we should encourage that. Because yes. The thing is, for example, you know, it starts little, then it grows. If she is the head coach of the national team and another player comes and say, okay, do you know that my colleagues are saying you favor this person over this person? It's within her power to stop that from that moment. And then if she stops that and get to know who said that, it's going to discourage gossip. So, I mean, it happens in almost every dressing room, whether female sports or men's sports or even with sports journalists, it happens, but somebody has to stand up to discourage it.
Great. Now about the volleyball question and the football question, or Mama Rebecca said, delight KG and Nesraf to talk on that. So KG, delight about the volleyball issue that one of the listeners raised up earlier, and you can just come in and just comment about it.
Yeah, I think that person was like, is there a national team for volleyball, right?
Yeah,
actually, up to now, we don't have a national team for volleyball. But since we are in 2020 and things are changing, and there's going to be like great improvement this year, so soon we shall have the volleyball national team ladies in South Sudan. So previously there used to be problems like maybe financial issues and all this. That's why they did not form it. But this year they are really standing to form volleyball ladies in South Sudan.
Great. Yeah. Nasra.
Okay, the question was about having a women football in Rumbek. That's one of the callers who called in. What I'll tell him is there's a Rumbek local football association that's promoting football within Rumbek or within Lake State. So it's the same association that is also supporting the girls' football in the state. So what I'll tell him is, even in last year's December National League, Rumbek was supposed to participate. The girls, the state team was supposed to participate. But due to lack of or late preparations, they say they were unable to join the league. So maybe this year's league they will be able to join. But what I'll tell him is there's an ongoing women football in Lake State or Rumbek in particular.
Okay, great. Now let's come back to the SMS line here. So many SMS coming in. Somebody here saying, as a woman strong in financial, what support are you preparing to promote women's sports in the country? Because the issue of financial support in sports is a big problem in this country. Mayen Lual Dut Ngor from Maper West in Awel Town. And another SMS just coming in. Somebody say, hi Samuel, I'm Garang Akwen in Wau. Let me say congratulations to the women across the globe, and I wish all our brothers to treat women very well, such that they can feel themselves a global women. That's my question to Rebecca. Question to Rebecca. What is your message to rural women and those in the camp? So that question to Mama Rebecca. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. First, let me thank all those who congratulated us for the International Women's Day. Franco Sabit, Laidia, Shukran Jazilan, Akej Bol, Min Malakal Bordo, Kalama and Da'am Nisa, Mabruk Lek. The muhim jiddan, my son. I don't know, you are a young person. Ya Waladi, ya Khoya.
I think he's young. From his voice, he's young.
Akej Bol, Min Malakal. Shukran Jazilan, yani. نحن بنشكرها خالص ودارين دعم كبير جدا عشان نرفع النساء وخاصة اللي عندهم مواهب الموهوبين ده لازم نحن نحركهم عشان يمشوا لقدام ويرفعوا بلدنا. بالنسبة ل my message to the rural women, this is very important. Our rural women have suffered a lot, and actually it's because our community by then was almost rural كلنا في الماضي يعني أيام كنا بلد واحدة كان بس عندك المدن ملاكال واوين جوبا وشوية شوية كنا كلنا rural people. Now we are emerging as towns and cities, and therefore there's a bulk of women, the majority of women are still on the grassroots and in the villages. I want us to stop this conflict. We need to stop the war. We need to have environment of peace so that we are able to move forward. Yeah, and hasa is the mara al fatet when we wanted to celebrate the International Olympic Day, we had planned to have our games this time in Marakal and in Bentiu, to move it from Juba and go to Marakal and Bentiu. But because of the conditions in Marakal, conditions in Bentiu, it becomes so difficult for us to do that. Logistically, it's difficult. You need finances. Like somebody earlier was talking about financial issues. It becomes so difficult. Playgrounds, Murphy, and not that most of them are in the POCs. There are some games that are taking place there. But if you want to organize an activity, it becomes so difficult. But I want to say it's not impossible. Let us do it side by side. When we create a good environment for sports where there is security and people are stable and people are not traumatized, then people have that heart to go for sports. So نحن عندنا برنامج كبير جدا لرural women, especially نحن في الأولمبياد, وعشان كده منحاول كذا مرة إنه لازم نصل للgrassroots. But I also want to encourage our people. As Nasra said earlier, and when she talked about the local football association in WOW, we shouldn't look at Juba most of the time and look at the center, and we think everything comes from the center.
Mm-hmm.
Within your environment, you can create. كرة الشراب زمان لما نحن صغار انت ما بتنتظر يقول لكم عملوا كرة الشراب براكم تسرقوا الشراب بتاع بابا ونمشي نخطو فيهم قم عشان نجري نلعب بيو شوية شوية you start developing sports. برضو الاسوسياشنز local associations they have to wake up ينظموا نفسهم لما هما يكونوا جاهزين بيلقوا فرصة بعد كده to link up better my center. في challenges with our finances برضو هناك on the ground is easy also to solicit some funds. عندك مرات القبنة في ممكن تعمل fundraising all this. فنحن أنا دارة عود ناسنا إنه ما يكونوا dependent all the time. We need to learn to be independent. We need to learn to start our sports, and then when we connect, then we are able to move together. I know we have a big obligation here, but I think it needs solidarity. It needs work together. It needs people also to be initiators, so that when you initiate something, it can be picked better. مرات أنت لما يجوك يقول لك عمل حاجة زي نحن بنقول المنظمات لما يجيبوا لك مشروع إنه يعملوا ويتو ما راضين به ما بنجح. But when you own it, then it succeeds. So I want to tell the person who asked this question that the rural are in our hearts. Challenges are enormous, but we will never leave them alone. We are all going to coordinate. We are going to work together so that all of us can unleash our potential.
Tamam. Nasra?
Okay, thank you. Mayen asked a question concerning the financing. As of course, issue of finances has been an issue in all the sports, not only football or volleyball. Each game has its own challenge when we go to look at it financially. So we shouldn't look at the federations or the associations in charge of these sports that they should be responsible for financing these games. We as the players or even the people within the federations or associations should also go an extra mile. If you have the opportunity to maybe to reach out to other sources of finances, take that risk and also bring that finance to support the game. So, okay, as I could bring from my personal experience, for the girls, let me say the girls football in South Sudan, of recent I wrote a proposal of organizing an 1 month league for the girls football, of which the proposal went through and we were able to secure $25,000 to make the game, the tournament. So it's not about only looking towards the federation or the association to always give us the finances, because as I would also advise our sisters in the volleyball game, because you still don't have the national team. That's what we also experienced 2016, 2017. The association wants to promote the football, but they don't have the finances. So it is a two-way thing. So how do they promote without finances? And we are here, we want to play. We really want to be recognized and play. So it's a combined efforts. So for the girls in the volleyball, what I would say is also, if you have the opportunity to get access to these resources, please exploit that, because if you keep waiting for the federation or the association, you'll never have a national team.
Okay. Martina, you listen to the compare between the rural area in South Sudan and rural area also in Liberia.
Yeah, it's almost the same, but the women in the urban areas are, you know, given more opportunities because of the financial issue, like she mentioned, with the case of South Sudan. So the women in the urban areas are given more opportunities. They go to school, they have best training centers, but for the women in the rural areas, they do not benefit from those, because yes, our different associations and federations do not have, you know, the financial to build maybe stadium, like you have stadium in the capital for you know, sports, different sports, and you have one in one of the counties, because we have like 15 counties across the country. So the issue of finance is a major challenge for any country, especially the part of the world we are from, South Sudan, Liberia. Those are developing countries, and we face similar issues.
Yeah. Let me go to the last question. As we are celebrating women, what is the most important message you wanted to send out to women of South Sudan? This is the question for all of you.
The light. Okay. My message goes to ladies outside there, that you need, if you're in sport, you need to continue with the sport. Don't give up, no matter how people can ridicule it, speak bad words against you, demoralize you. Don't mind of that. You need to continue with volleyball or any other sport, because it is a way of how you can what? You can promote peace in South Sudan. It is the way whereby you can get friends, you associate with people from different countries or different states within South Sudan, and in that way you find that we all live in peace. So for us to promote peace, the sport is also one way of promoting peace in our country. And to all parents outside there who are having kids, ladies at home, you don't have to avoid them not to get involved in sport. They have to be, because they have, it might be their passion, and also you need to encourage them in that. Not only that, you encourage boys alone and you leave them. It is not fair. You need to equalize everything. You make them feel valued. Yeah.
Honorable Rebecca?
Yes, thank you very much. First, I want to give salute to my old generation of sports, and to those who have fallen, the ones we lost, like my late dear friend Amal Tahir, who was one of the athletes well known that time, Huria, and a number of them, and the ones who are here now with me in the commission, those of Jocelyn and Nora and Sunday, you know, my generation, we play sports together and we grew together, and they are still, you know, struggling now to build sports. I really want to give salute to them.
Even for those who are coming now up.
Yes, the upcoming are coming. I will also mention them, but let me start with the ones who are still really struggling. We thought by now we should be very rich women sitting up there, but we are still in tracksuits. So we are happy that God has given us that energy and that life to continue to encourage our generation. And I want to salute the young ones, especially those who came after us, and they found very difficult environment to to play sports. Nasra is here, Delight is here, and many of them that I witness every other time. I make sure that I go to the playground and see them playing, and it gives me a lot of energy, and I tell them, we are sorry that we created for you this environment of war, but we should continue to improve the environment so that they can unleash their potential. Yeah. So this is my salute. In terms of message, I want to continue all of us, men and women, to say that our girls should not be pushed to early marriage. That I will not support at all. We don't want this violence against women, especially young girls, gender-based violence. We should fight this inequality, and we should have inclusion. Plus also education needs to be involved fully in terms of sports. If we don't start sports in our schools, it will be difficult for it to grow further. And finally, for our government, we need to work hard to have some resources, improve our playgrounds, and also for the federations and the associations for us in the Olympic to ensure that we produce more trainers and more coaches, especially the female ones, and give a real good environment and support for women, for the female, and for our young girls to come and play sports, because sports is a tool for peace, it's a tool for stability, it's a tool for counseling, and it's a tool for good health. So together we shall overcome, and we should do it side by side, and I wish I could sing side by side, side by side. No men in front, no women left behind. Side by side.
That's a nice one.
Okay, thank you very much. My first message to the girls within South Sudan is that no situation is permanent. Whatever hardships you're going through, whatever challenges you're experiencing, all this will come to an end with time. So don't give up your talent as a result of the challenges, but instead use the challenges to become a better person or a good player in the near future. Then to the parents, when you have a child who has the talent, don't bury that talent and keep the child in the house. Give her that time to go and exploit that talent. You never know, it is this same talent which will come and get you food, or it will be the same talent that will get you money for medication. So don't stop this girl from going to play football, because you never know what that training will lead her to in the near future. And then to the government, I would really suggest that sports is captured into the education curriculum, because it's from schools that children get more, let me say, they easily adapt to the sporting games. Because when you look at our neighboring country, Uganda, there's sports curriculum in the there's sports in the curriculum. And as you go to these different schools, you see children playing right from nursery. Yes, yeah. So if we adapt to the same system in South Sudan, we'll even have better players than the ones we have now.
Yeah.
Then to the federations or the associations, I'll say never give up with your efforts. I know there are financial constraints here and there, but with time, of course, South Sudan is a rich country, will be able to get these resources to take the games to the next level. And then to the public, please, more especially the women now in sports, let's not criticize our girls. Instead, let's support them. And then, since we are in the moods of peace, I would maybe suggest that with time, let's have a national league under the theme of shoot to score, not to kill. Because we're now in the peace mode, so we have to now instead shoot the ball to score, not to kill people. Because we that is already history now. So we have to look at now, how are we building ourselves together in the near future. And then lastly, to the let me say to the upcoming players or upcoming footballers, volleyballers, those girls who are still, they have not started the game, but they are intending to begin. Don't be scared with what you hear now, or don't be scared after having had the challenges your colleagues are going through, or the girls you're seeing playing are going through, that you keep behind and say, oh, with this, to hell with football, or to hell with volleyball. Come and try your best. You never know. Your luck is different from Jen's luck. So try your best and you'll be somebody else. We started as a, in 2017, the girls' football started as a nightmare, but it was like a nightmare. But within 2 years down the road, we now have the senior national team and the under 20 team, and very soon we'll have the under 15. So it's, everything is possible as long as you're determined and passionate about what you do. Thank you.
Martina.
Okay, my message to my sisters in South Sudan, like I said earlier, do not let anyone to look down on you because you are a woman. Do not let anyone to look down on you because you are a woman who, you know, wants to practice sports, who wants to report sport, who wants to play sports. Sports around the world is seen as a major unifier. And, you know, whenever you have a woman on a team, whether she's an administrator or she's, you know, a player or she reports sports, that team becomes the best team ever. Because what we women can do, it's going to take some men years to do what we can do. So I also want to talk to the parents to encourage your girl child. The thing about being in sports is not, you know, waking up one morning and say, okay, today I want to be the delight, or I want to be the Mama Rebecca, or I want to be the national team coach. Sports comes with passion. It is something that you must be passionate about. And if you see that in your daughter, you should encourage her. Forget about why people will say that, you know, if your daughter becomes, you know, a sports personality, she will not get married and she will be considered a tomboy. And also, I want to encourage the different federations. I know every time the International Olympic Committee or that of FIFA, they allocate something for women who are playing those sports. Whenever, you know, an amount is set aside for women football, that money should be used for women football. When it's set aside for those females who are, you know, running or so, it should be set aside for them. Do not treat the women differently. Yes. To say the men will bring us pride. Women will even bring you more pride than you ever think about. So the women of South Sudan who are in sports, I salute you. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Last, I think I need one thing. I want to request one thing from you. All of you will say, Happy Women's Day, all of you.
To us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Say it for the woman outside. Yes.
Happy Women's Day. Like one of our songs.
Thank you.
One more, this is our time.
Side by side, side by side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's the dedication going to all our women, our guests.